90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Black-tailed prairie dogs, the best known of the five prairie dog species, live in large communities called towns, which can contain many hundreds of animals. Over the millennia, prairie dogs have helped shape the open plains where they live, playing a key role in their ecosystem. But today, things are changing dramatically. The plague is creeping across the grasslands of the U.S., and the same bacterium that caused the Black Death seems to be quietly and irrevocably changing the landscape. Though the plague bacteria, Yersinia pestis, now rarely infects people in North America, it's been responsible for the death of many black-tailed prairie dogs. This is a problem for grasslands where many other species rely on prairie dogs to survive. Predators eat them, animals make homes in their burrows, and grass growth is shaped by them. The ecosystem will be affected by their disappearance, as the connection between these animals and plants will be distorted and even broken. Scientists are searching for new ways to control the spread of the plague. They're experimenting with an insecticide called Delta Dust, but if they can't control the problem, the grasslands are probably going to be far different within the next century.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.